getting off by death.
Before he got the instinct of who I was.
He has a big old black collie. I sicked her on him one night, you know. I heard him come in. She didn't. They were here in the house with me, and it was kind of late. And I heard him drive in, and the dog didn't. And I went to unhook the screen, and she barked, and I said, "Go get him. Get him, Bruno." And out that door she went. He had to holler at her to let her know who he was, or she would have gotten him.
This dog of mine, if I said get him, I think he'd just roll over on his back.
Well, poor old Bruno, I was so proud of her and had her, she was just, I could just tell her most anything, and now she's sick, she's got arthritis in one leg, and I'm just debating and worrying about her. I'm going to take her to the doctor next week, and work with her and see if I can get her back in shape, and if I can't, I'm going to have her put to sleep. Slim's going to, I'm not going.
That's nice that Ray did it that way, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. You know, she lays around, and you try to get her up, and she just whines. No, she's sucked me off. And just about the time I make up my mind, I'm going to take her back to sleep. Well, she'll get up and get to walking around, and
that does it.
That just ruins it all right there.
Well, she's a pitiful sight. We had to have her clipped. She got so, we had her spayed, and she's just got so fat she could hardly get around. So we had to get some weight off of her quick and put her on a diet and clipped her, and she's an awful looking thing. I don't know whether I want to. We went through the winter last winter at the heating pad laying in the living room floor so she could have it put on her leg if she needed it.
Boy, that certainly helps, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Well, let me ask you some parts of the body here. This is my...
Your forehead.
And which one is this?
Right here.
If I had my whiskers trained out here, you'd say I'd grown a...
Well, I'd don't know. I'd say you had mutton chops.
Well, if they were just out here and came trained down and trimmed.
Well, you just had whiskers.
Anything else you might call that? You?
No. Well, I'd say whiskers. Now, I'd probably call it a beard. But a beard, to me, comes way down here, like Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. Well, sideburns.
Under the covers or over the covers, huh?
Yeah, but a beard to me signifies, now a beard is long, whiskers are just...
Men, no, I think that's
house
the house of
David.
David.
House of David. No, Mennonites. It's the house of David that wears a long beard, never shave.
Well, now these Mennonites, they keep their clip, but they don't shave more close.
That's right, they do.
I think so. Did you know we have Amish or Amish settlements in the state?
Mm-hmm.
I was amazed to see those over by Thomas. Big old three-story barns.
Well, we have quite a few of them here.
Paint peeling off. I always thought they were well kept, but about 6 years ago there was a rebellion in the church. The young people wanted cars, and so they made a rule that they could have any cars they wanted as long as they were black. You go by and you see Thunderbirds and Cadillacs, and Chevrolets, and whatnot out there now. And they had electricity too, but only in the milk house. So the family spend the evening in the milk house and then go in the house to go to bed. But a lot of the old people didn't approve of this, and they sold their farms and went to Kansas or Iowa. A lot of those big old farms and those big old houses now are just pastures for horses. Few people in Thomas are raising quarter horses and up on the porches. It's rather pitiful.
Yes, it is, and that's, I don't believe in letting things like that die out.
Yeah. Well, particularly good buildings.
Mm-hmm. Well, just like I think Oklahoma is losing some of her tradition that she should keep. In preserving some of the log cabins and the teepees and things
mm-hmm.
like that. That's our heritage as Oklahomans. It's not in any
mm-hmm.
other state.
Gee, there's some good timber in some of those old cabins.